This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces stormed the main city in the southern Gaza Strip on Tuesday, and hospitals struggled to cope with scores of Palestinian dead and wounded. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Natural disaster.
A senior commander for the Israeli forces said Tuesday they had engaged in the heaviest day of fighting since the start of their invasion on October 7th. The commander added that forces were also now fighting in the heart of Khan Yunis. After days of ordering residents to flee the area, Israeli forces dropped new leaflets on Tuesday with instructions to stay inside shelters during the assault. Don't get out. Going out is dangerous. You have been warned, they read. Israel seized northern half of Gaza last month. It says it is now extending its ground campaign to annihilate the enclave's Hamas rulers. The Palestinian health minister told a news conference in the West Bank on Tuesday that more than 15,900 Palestinians have been killed.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The U.S. State Department announced on Tuesday it will impose visa bans against individuals involved in undermining peace, security, or stability in the occupied West Bank, spokesperson Matthew Miller.
As Secretary Blinken made clear to leaders of the government of Israel last week during his visit to the region, they need to do more to stop extremist violence against Palestinians and hold those responsible for it accountable.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky canceled plans to appeal directly to U.S. lawmakers for new aid on Tuesday as a partisan battle over immigration policy threatened to derail President Joe Biden's request for billions of dollars for Kyiv's fight.